I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this. I have talked about it before, but I'm going to put this out here. Not to boast or to gloat or anything. Just to tell you what happened. You know, people say, well, are there such a thing as extraterrestrials? Yeah. I was face to face with an extraterrestrial light being right in front of me, 6 foot in front of me. If you're stretched out on the bed from head to toe, it was right at the end of the bed. So it was like 6.5 feet face to face. And this light, whether it was the Shekinah glory or an angel, one or the other, because it talks about in Hebrews, flame of fire, you know, it was a spiral. It had like five spirals, just like the images you see about the Shekinah glory. Had five spirals, maybe more, maybe seven, but I think it was five spirals, and you could actually see through it. It didn't shine light out. It was like a neon. It didn't throw any light out. It didn't cast a shadow, but you could actually see the wall through it, but you could see the light, the spirals, you know. And so I turned around, I looked, and there it was. And so I gazed upon it, and the first thing I thought was, what in the world is this? I wasn't scared. It was like a shock instantly. It didn't really, I don't know how it didn't scare me, but I guess I thought, well, this is it. This is a portal or a rapture, or this is me getting out of here, you know. And I thought, what is this? Is it an angel? What is it, you know? And it was there for about 3 seconds, and it faded out. It didn't just disappear. It faded out. And it was completely quiet. There was no noise, nothing. And I was so tired from working, I decided just to go to sleep. I guess I was just like so tired. I said, well, I'm not dead. I'm not dead. I'm still here. So I just go to sleep, you know. So I went to sleep. The next morning I woke up, I was stumbling to the kitchen. I couldn't walk. I started getting downloads about what this place was, because I had prayed about it 2 months before and 6 months before that. I said, Lord, what's going on? What is this place? I had been studying the 666 everywhere, because the Bible says to count the number of the beast, and I can look around and see the 666 everywhere. But that was in February of 2012. So I went through a process of not only seeing the blood of his cross everywhere, but also seeing that we're in a 3D version of the Bible. You know, the Bible's 5D or higher, and we're in a 3D version of it. You know, I don't think it was an angel, because it would have talked to me. I was downloaded the information. Stuff like I could just all of a sudden click, all started to click. I could see that the red was the blood. Blue was the law. I guess what happened was my holographic mind kicked in. I didn't know that's what was going on at the time. But you can interpret anything, any shape, symbol, letter, whatever, just looking at it from different angles and find the common denominator of that object or whatever it is. So if you look at the letter A from different angles, you know, look at the etymology, look at the history of it, look at the shape of it, look at the A-frame roofs, anything that with the letter A, and then you can find the common denominator, what it really points to. You can do that with shape, symbol, sounds, phonics, everything. suffixes, prefixes. See, a prefix and a suffix is a word-forming element, right? And so why is it called a word-forming element? Jesus is the Word, and there's things going on to turn you into a copy of the Word, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So everything is a word-forming element that you face off with. And so even the angels, you know, are ministering spirits to form, to help form you back into the image of Jesus. Whether it's a boss, whether it's a mean boss, a nice boss, a good boss, a bad boss, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a sickness, something, everything that hits you in this world is to turn you back to the image of Christ. It's not to hurt you, but to build you up, you know. Because in Him we live and breathe and have our being anyway, so He sustains us. So everything that He's doing is to call His elect back home and to prosper you and make you healthy and all that stuff. We destroy our own selves, really. That's the problem. See, we're not content. When everything's going smooth, you got your health, all your bills are paid, and then somebody comes by and says something. Let's go to the bar. Then you go to the bar, and you get a DWI, and you pay. You lose your job, lose your car, lose your license. You do it to yourself, you know. You know how many people I picked up with the rideshare that they lost their license? Even today with Uber and all, they still drive drunk. How stupid is that? We do it to ourselves, people. God has to break us down when we have pride, arrogance, or we're not walking in agape. He has to cut us down, you know. A notch, cut us down a notch, but He builds you back up. Kind of like the pot. It is the potter and the clay, just like the potter and clay. All right, my clay vessel is getting pride, so let me throw it back down on the Turing machine and turn it around and turn it around and around and around and around the mountain we go until it learns its lesson. So, Jesus is the firstborn among many brethren. He's the Son of God. Those who are born again are children of God, sons of God. And you're going to be changed into His image. When you see Him, you'll be like Him. But right now, down here, we're being changed through the Word and every object that hits you in your eye gate, ear gate, touch, smell, every object that hits you in your senses is a derivative from the Word. Because everything flows from Christ. He spoke it all into existence. So everything, every shape, symbol, sound, what experience flows from the source and is hitting you and turning you like a spiral to pull you back to Himself. It's just like when the farmer spreads a seed, he's throwing the seed out. He knows some seed will grow and some won't. And so the ones that turn into the good seed, He harvests and brings them into the storehouse, into the barn. Well done, good and faithful servant. But it's not, if you do anything good, it's not you doing it. The main thing you have to do is have faith and take up your cross and say you want to die to that old Adamic nature, that old Jezebel spirit that happened in Genesis 3. So the same story keeps happening over and over. I made a note today. Let me see what I note said. So this is kind of important. When you read your Bible, you are more up to date than anything else that you read or watch because it is the script. In other words, it keeps happening over and over and over. And so when you first get saved, you hear some preachers say, well, if you read the Bible, you're up to date. And they don't go into detail of what that means. How is that possible? Because everything is the now. There's nothing new under the sun. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. Hello? And so when you read your Bible, you already know what's going to happen before it happens. You can look at the marriages in the Bible and see what's going to happen. You can look at the enemies of Israel and know how they're thinking. You already know how your enemy thinks. You know how Jezebel thinks. You know how Delilah thinks, because there's no new game. There's no new thoughts. A lot of these people think they have something new, you know? This is kind of why older people, when you see some older person in retirement community, they don't say much, because they've already said it all. They've already seen it all, said it all, heard it all, done it all. And if you come up on the scene like you got something new, let's say you go to a retirement community to minister to some older person, right? Because I've heard people say this before. You go to the retirement community, and I think it even happened to me one time. You go to visit somebody in retirement community. I can't remember who I was with, but I was with somebody. And we came out, and I said, so we went in there to minister then, but we got ministered to. You see? That person sitting in that retirement community has all day to think, if they're spiritual. And they have thought about stuff that you never thought about. If they're growing spiritually, you know. And so you go in there to minister to them, and you get ministered to. Back to the word minister. So these angels are ministering spirits. So when I saw that light, it took me a while. Was that an angel? Or was that the Shekinah glory? And I finally had to conclude it was the Shekinah glory, because if you read Revelation, he says to the church, to the angel of the church of Thyatira, or the angel of the church of Ephesus, or whatever. So these angels are messengers, and they're ministers of those who are joint heirs, right? And so once you know you're saved, once you're born again, once you step in and you've gone through all the battles to try, they try to take away your faith, which they can't do it if you're saved, but they try to trick you like they can. But once you have your security in Christ and you've fought every battle that you had to fight, then you're pretty much secure, because the angels are trying to keep you from, see, the demons are trying to take you out, right? But the angels are trying to help you out, you know? But once you get your security in Christ and you can rightly divide the word of truth, you got everything you need. And so I'm thinking that message, whatever that was, it had to be the Shekinah glory, because it's the same shape you see. If you Google the Shekinah glory, it was exact same shape, but there was nothing, there was no cloud in the middle. It was see-through. It was a spiral light. And it could have been significant. It could have been a sign, like, you know, like the children of Israel, that light went before them, right? The cloud behind them and the light before them to protect them. It could have been a hedge, you know. And I think that's part of it, too. But once you see a manifestation from outside the terrestrial, that means you saw past this place. If you see past this place, then you realize this place is Plato land. Because when you get your new body, it'll be a light body. You'll be able to shape shift into human form or light, whatever. But you'll get a new body. You won't have to eat, but you can eat if you want to. So... So it has nothing to do with me. I didn't see this on my in my own power. So when I see the shapes and the symbols and the colors, they all mean something. When you look at the referee on the field, he's got black and white. Because that represents the play, the playing field, the cross. What is the checkered board? The cross, black and white checkered board. Why do the Freemasons have a checkered board? Because that's the black and white. What do the 33 degree Freemasons know that you don't know? Nothing really, because everything that they do is to try to hide the truth with some kind of fake meaning. 33, Jesus went to the cross at 33. That's why you see 33 everywhere. CC 33, closed caption. The number 33 is everywhere. Because that's, and so you got 33 and you got 66, right? 66 books. I decoded the 66 one time, and the 33 is easy. It points back to union with God through the cross, you know. If I thought about it, I could decode the 66 again. It's not really why I'm here for today. It's so simple, it blows your mind. Everything that's in front of you is just really a simple truth. But what happens is the flesh mind wants to make it complicated. It's right there in the Bible. Everything that you read in the Bible is happening right in front of you. And everything is the now. So we're actually in a Genesis 3 repeat. We're in a Revelation repeat, Ephesians repeat. No matter which book of the Bible, you see the same stuff going on. They always persecute the truth, like the devil persecuted Adam and Eve to try to make them fall. Haiti, my neighbors who are from Haiti, the Haitian people, they were trying to put a curse on me. They couldn't do it. And it's like, the same game just keeps repeating. They are looking at life through linear. When you shift your mind away from linear to every day is the same story, not only is it the same story within, but it's without. I should have said it this way. Not only is every day the same story without, but it's the same story within. Because think about your life. You have the same struggles every day until you graduate to the next level, but at the root cause, it's the same struggle, the flesh versus the spirit. Let's say you overcome, let's say you have an anger problem and you overcome anger. Because the anger's, be you angry and sin not. But let's say you have a really bad anger problem. You overcome it. So what's next? You have a problem with unforgiveness. Then what's next? Bitterness. You're always, if you, no matter what problem it is, the secret is to die daily. Die to your own, trust God, die daily, die to your own understanding. What am I saying? Same storyline. Same storyline outside, Wile E. Coyote, Roadrunner. Same story inside, Wile E. Coyote, Roadrunner. The flesh versus the spirit. The flesh mind, do it your way, versus the spirit mind, do it God's way, the mind of Christ. Either your mind or the mind of Christ. Either the old Adam, the mindset of the old Adam, or the mindset of the new, the second Adam. That's the secret. So when you shift your thinking, your action will automatically shift. Your doctrine determines your behavior. And that's not just Bible stuff, that's your day-to-day activity, which is Bible stuff. But once you shift your understanding, you will act that way all the time. Now, when you finally get to the point where you see every moment is the same, every day is the same, it's the same old, then you either get depressed or you go into worship. That's what's going to happen. I had no idea why I saw that spiral light 6 foot in front of me. It went through the roof and it went through the floor. It was just like the Shekinah glory. And so when I got downloaded this information, that everything in front of you has a deeper meaning, a biblical meaning, then I had to pass it on, you know. People said, you're crazy. Then the more I talked and the more I learned and the more I saw through it and the more I revealed it, some people started to see it, you know. Even your name. And you know your name is your calling because that's what people call you. Your name is your calling. That's why they call you by your name. That's why the Indians, when some Indian does something great, they give them a new name. When they accomplish something great, they change their name. Why do you think the Muslims change their name to Muhammad? Why do you think Jesus gave his disciples a new name? Your name is your identity, your calling. Hello? This whole time I've been talking, there's been a noise in the background trying to shut me up. And as soon as I get done and go in the house, that person will walk inside. Because the flesh creatures have to persecute, they have to follow us. Her desire shall be to her husband. Genesis 3. Galatians, I think, the flesh always persecutes the spirit. The natural persecutes the spiritual. The terrestrial persecutes those that are no longer from here. This is not our home. We're children of God. We're not from here. We don't think like the earthlings because they're stuck on earth. We're seated in the heavenlies. So that's how we think. We think outside the earthly. And so when we look at a stupid football game, basketball game, we already see it's just the red shirt versus the blue shirt over and over. But everybody else worships idols. Taylor Swift and football, and they have an idol they worship because it's all about worshiping God. But since they don't want to worship God, they got to worship something. Football, basketball, whatever. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? So there's your conclusion of what this place is to transform you back into the image of Christ. Everything that hits your eye gate, ear gate, whatever gate, is to turn you into a new creature to get you to think outside of time, because time is befallen, and to get you to live in the now. Live in the now.